Most real estate agents struggle to break six figures, yet a select few build thriving businesses generating millions annually. What separates these extraordinary performers isn't luck or innate talent. It's a systematic approach to building a real estate business rather than just selling homes. The secret lies in thinking bigger than most dare to imagine. When you train for a full marathon, completing a half marathon becomes merely a milestone along the way. Similarly, when you adopt the systems of an $80 million producer, reaching $20 million becomes an inevitable stepping stone rather than an ultimate achievement. This journey begins with your big why, a compelling purpose that drives unwavering focus. Without this emotional engine, even the best systems eventually sputter. Your big why might be financial freedom, providing for family, or making an impact, but it must be powerful enough to sustain you through inevitable challenges. This isn't just positive thinking. It's strategic positioning that naturally leads you to seek bigger models and mentors who can help you achieve extraordinary results. Every successful real estate business rests on three cornerstones: leads, listings, and leverage, the vital 20% of activities that generate 80% of results. Leads represent a fundamental truth. Everyone has two jobs, their chosen profession and lead generation. Without client leads, your expertise means nothing. This explains why knowledgeable agents often struggle while those with superior lead generation thrive. The distinction between lead generating, actively pursuing leads, and lead receiving, passively waiting, becomes crucial when markets tighten. Lead receivers often disappear, while lead generators adjust and continue thriving. Listings are the gift of the real estate gods. Seller listings provide better time control, higher leverage, and maximum earning opportunity. A focused agent can handle 15 to 25 listings monthly, whereas managing more than 7 or 8 buyers becomes unsustainable. Properly marketed listings also generate buyer leads, creating a twofer effect that fuels business growth. Leverage emerges naturally when an agent excels at generating leads and securing listings. Eventually, successful agents must either make less money or embrace leverage through people, systems, and tools, with people being the most critical form. To net $1 million annually requires approximately $2.4 million in gross commission income, with about $1.4 million in combined costs. At an average sales price of $250,000 with 3% commission, this requires 320 closed sales annually. While revenue should be evenly divided between seller listings and buyer sales, $1.2 million each, seller listings provide better leverage opportunity due to significantly lower cost of sales, $100,000 versus $600,000 for buyers. While your economic model tells you how many leads you need, your lead generation model shows you how to get them. Successful agents prioritize consistency and frequency over perfect marketing. The model strategically moves people from the general public through increasingly closer relationship circles. Implement an 8x8 program, 8 contacts in 8 weeks, for new leads, then transition them to a MET database for the 33-touch program, 33 meaningful contacts annually. This systematic approach yields approximately 1 repeat and 1 referral sale for every 12 people in your database, a 12-to-2 ratio. The power lies in the compounding effect. Adding just 3 new contacts daily to your MET database could help you reach your goal in under 3 years. This steady relationship building creates momentum that eventually transforms your database into a self-sustaining business generator, with past efforts continuing to pay dividends long after the initial work. When scaling your real estate business, the organizational model provides a strategic framework for hiring. Start with administrative help for paperwork and marketing, then add buyer specialists for showings and purchase clients, followed by listing specialists for seller relationships. Your ultimate goal is developing 3 leverage points: a marketing/administrative manager, a lead buyer specialist, and a lead listing specialist. Look for capacity talent, people who not only show competence, but possess drive and potential to evolve with your organization. These individuals plus their jobs by implementing improvements and thinking strategically. Avoid settling for cul-de-sac talent who, while reliable for specific tasks, merely maintain the status quo. On your success path, you'll encounter limiting beliefs or misunderstandings, self-doubt, I can't do it, blaming external factors, it can't be done in my market, misunderstanding leverage, I'd lose my freedom, fear of investment, it's too risky, and ego preventing delegation, my clients will only work with me. Notice how the most successful people often set the most ambitious goals? Even without fully achieving them, pursuing ambitious targets leads to greater success than settling for easily achievable ones. The ultimate goal for a millionaire real estate agent is shifting from active to passive income, from working for money to having money work for you. This represents the transition from net a million to receive a million, fundamentally changing wealth generation. Building your real estate practice into a business that generates passive income provides a direct path to financial wealth. This requires working on your business rather than in it. Successful agents create systems, develop standard operating procedures, and implement technology solutions that can run without their constant involvement. To receive $1 million annually without working in the business requires grossing significantly more than $1 million yearly and hiring someone who can run the business at your level. Even smaller goals are valuable. If your business nets $200,000 annually and you hire someone to run it for $100,000, you'd still have $100,000 in passive income. Your role never completely disappears. Your primary responsibility becomes accountability, ensuring the business maintains its standards and direction through regular oversight meetings. The goal is creating a business that reflects your values while operating independently of your daily involvement. The difference between success and failure comes down to focus. Your business's future depends on how you direct it. Aim low and you'll hit low targets. Aim high and you'll hit higher ones. Time blocking transforms high achievers from busyness to business by ensuring priorities get done first. Unlike average agents with to-do lists, millionaire real estate agents use have-to lists, blocking calendar time for critical activities before scheduling less important tasks. Your environment, both physical and people, impacts your focus. High achievers design environments supporting their goals, surrounding themselves with energizers and synergizers while limiting exposure to those who drain energy or disrupt synergy. The journey to becoming a millionaire real estate agent isn't about money. It's about becoming your best. By thinking big, implementing proven models, and maintaining unwavering focus, you can achieve extraordinary results while creating a business that serves your life rather than consuming it. These systems work for thousands. The only question is whether you'll have the courage to implement them and transform from struggling agent to thriving business owner.